Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah!
It's time for some Mountain Wave Weather! Brought to you by John, the Mountain Wave Weather Dude.
I love it. We've tracked him down.
Yep, it's going to be a big weekend. Lots of stuff going on.
He is the source, man, we go to here at the BJ and Jamie Morning Show when we need the real scoop when it comes to the weather. John, the Mountain Wave Weather Guy. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good, man.
We're good. You're like at a weather conference or something, right?
Yeah, I'm at the AMS conference. It's like the biggest weather conference of the year.
Oh,
the
American Meteorologist.
Are you there for like the entire week or what?
Yeah, I'm here for pretty much the whole week. So
when we go to one of those radio conferences things that sometimes Jamie and I get to attend, man, do people get drunk. They get so wasted at these things. Do they get all liquored up down there at the weather one?
Some people like to go out and party a lot. Yeah, it depends on like which branch and which type of group that you go out with. But yeah, there's definitely some of that going on.
Yeah.
So we also get like record suites, like where you can go and like have food, and they have like little gift bags and stuff like that. What kind of like, how are you trying to upsell you guys stuff? Like, are there's like a thermometer like suite?
Yeah. Right. Do you get like a barometer with logos on them?
Yeah.
From companies.
If you go down to like the exhibits where all the vendors are, they have all sorts of stuff. So they have everything from like stickers to little flags to, some of the stuff they have is really cool. Like they have drones, they have like a little mobile radar that you can buy.
No kidding.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff. I mean, it's not cheap. It's really expensive, but it's fun to see.
Still cool stuff, huh?
Who knew? Yeah.
Man.
They have weather swag.
God, I love weather. I'd love to go to one of those. I would.
Right?
Yeah.
Could any Yahoo like me get in?
For the AMS, you can attend, but you have to pay, and it's fairly expensive.
Yeah.
Some of the other ones you can go to, like there's a Storm Chaser convention.
I believe
they're going to be in Denver next year. So that's
there
one
you
that
go.
You can go to.
Keep me posted.
And, that one's cheaper, and that one's more laid back and more fun, too.
All right, John, let's get to the weather for the weekend. Let's go.
Yeah, well, as you probably heard, it's going to be cold. So.
All right, thanks, John. We'll see you.
I know, that's it, right?
Yeah, it's going to be cold. Okay, thanks.
We have two Arctic fronts moving through. We got one coming in Friday into Saturday, and then we got another one coming in Sunday to Monday. So each one of those is going to bring a lot of cold Arctic air from the north. And we're talking about, you know, highs in like the single digits on Saturday. A lot of models Sunday have us not even really getting above zero. And then going into like Monday and Tuesday, a little bit warmer, but still really cold. So at night, you know, even like Denver and some of the Palmer Divide areas, you're looking at like 5 to 10 below zero, which is really cold. If you add the wind in, there'll be a little bit of, kind of a breeze as we go through this thing. Some of the models have wind chills as low as 20 below zero going Sunday night into Monday what? And then Tuesday into Wednesday. Yeah. So, yeah, very, very, very cold. You don't want to be out.
20 below zero, and that's not, is that, did he say wind chill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wind chill.
That's what it feels like to you when now, you walk outside.
Normally, we don't get that much snow when it's this cold, but it looks like maybe even 4 to 5 inches of snow.
We don't. You don't have a lot of moisture in the atmosphere with these things. It's just too cold. The colder it gets, the harder it is to hold moisture. But we will have enough moisture to squeeze some snow out. And because it's so cold and dry, that snow really, it's that really light, fluffy, powdery stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It tends to stick on the road sooner and cause all sorts of problems. But it also, because it's that light, fluffier stuff, it stacks up a little more. So if it's warmer and you have a storm like this, you'd say, oh, yeah, an inch or two of snow. But because of the way this one's setting up and how cold it is, that 3 to 4 to 5 inches. I mean, yeah, Denver is like a 3 to 6 inch range. And then, you know, Palmer Divide's 4 to 8 and foothills are 4 to 8. So, and it doesn't like, it's not like a super heavy snow. It's one that just kind of lingers and adds up over, you know, a day or two.
Wow.
This is great. So I think, though, what you're saying is that Sunday night, I can take like a glass of water and throw it in the air and it'll crystallize, right?
Yeah. Sunday night into Monday morning. You know, if you get those really cold wind chills, you take the best way to do it is a pot of hot water.
Okay.
And then toss it up in the air and it'll just completely like freeze and crystallize.
You're kidding.
I'm sure you've seen the videos.
Yeah.
Oh. Jamie, that was smooth. That was really cool how
really
you brought
fun
that up.
And project.
Yeah, that's wild. All right.
Yeah, well, take your kid outside, geez, BJ, and super, do that. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
I think I will. Yeah, that's a pretty cool experiment there.
Right?
All right, John, thank you so much for taking time out of your little weather gig down there and talking to us. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
You know what's sad, John, is that we're going to video doing that, but then we have no place to put it because TikTok will be shut down.
It's gonna be gone.
You have a Facebook page. You could do that too.
Yeah, just not the same.
Hey, John. I'm at this conference, and all these kids are like, Facebook. Only old people use that. And I'm like, well, what? That's where I am. They're like, you need to get on something else. I'm like, I'm in my 30s, and I'm like the old guy at the conference, you know. And then they have
really old guy. Oh, no, that's so sad. Yeah.
All right, John. Is the baby okay? Everything good?
Oh yeah. Okay, he's doing really well. Yep. He's starting to grow, and he's just close to like the point where he can get around the house and starting to run around and explore things. So. It's really cool. At this age, they're starting to develop their own little personality, and he's just very happy all the time, about everything.
Yeah.
So just very laid back and happy little guy.
But the wife, let me just do an impression. Yeah, it's fine. You can go to the conference. It's fine. I'll just be here alone with the baby. It's fine.
That's the trick. Is I had her go out and stay with family, so she's there with the baby.
Oh,
good job!
Okay.
So
she's not at home by herself. She's out and hanging out with mom and dad and brother.
That's a better move right there.
And then when you leave the conference, just grab some of those free wind chimes or something. Take them home to them. They'll be so happy together.
I already asked her if I could buy the little mobile radar thing, and that was a hard no when I told her the price tag. So,
how much is it?
They have one that starts at about $25,000.
Oh, okay.
What? John?
Yeah, but it's mobile.
What?
Yeah, mobile radar. Don't you have a phone?
I have it. I've got it on my phone now.
Right?
I've got radar.
The mobile app's like, $4.99. So I think I'll stick with the mobile app.
Exactly.
All right, John, you have a great weekend, all right? Yep.
All right, you guys too. Enjoy it. Stay warm.
Thank you.
And, stay safe with the snow.
All right, you got it.
Thank you so much. Thanks, John.
All right, take care, guys. Thank you.
It's time for some Mountain Wave weather. Brought to you by John, the Mountain Wave weather dude.
That guy's the best, is he not?
He really is.
Oh, man, oh, man. If you want the forecast, you want accuracy, whoo, you got to get John. John, the Mountain Wave weather guy. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.